This week's episode of the PFW Chicago Football Podcast is brought to you by Loot Crate. Head to lootcrate.com/Shaw. Use our promo code Shaw, S-H-A-W. You're going to get $3 off your first crate. Last month, they had a great crate with some items from Stranger Things and Batman and X-Files and Marvel's Jessica Jones. You're going to find out what the crate is for the month of May at lootcrate.com. And remember, $3 off with our promo code Shaw, a really awesome monthly subscription service bringing you cool exclusive items to your doorstep every month. That is lootcrate.com/Shaw. It is finally here. It's almost the NFL draft. Let's talk some Bears. Hello, everybody. It is almost 24 hours until the Chicago Bears make their selection number 3 overall in the 2017 NFL Draft. Welcome to PFW's Chicago Football Podcast. I am your host, Kevin Fishbane, joined by my producer, Dan Mott. You can follow me on Twitter, at KFishbane. Follow all of our Bears coverage at Bears_Insider and online at profootballweekly.com/Bears. If you put in profootballweekly.com/Packers, well, you're going to get Packers news, which is great if you're a Packers fan. But slash Bears, you get all of our Chicago football content. We're recording this a little after noon on Wednesday before the draft. I wanted to give you guys one last podcast to chew on before Thursday night's draft. Be sure, by the way, to subscribe to us on iTunes. Search Pro Football Weekly Chicago and give us a 5-star rating and review while you are there. And if you have time in the next 30 hours, I highly recommend listening to our last 3 podcasts. They are still evergreen, I think, in terms of previewing the draft. Dan Pompey last week, Stephen White, former NFL player, the week before, and Robert Mays from The Ringer. So go check those out again on iTunes, Pro Football Weekly Chicago, and also you can see those things at profootballweekly.com/Bears. Ryan Pace talked to us today. It is the Bears GM's least favorite press conference. It is the one that he has to do, and we get the least out of it. It's kind of a mutual understanding that it goes down, but we're still going to play you some clips, and we're going to try to read the tea leaves and see if we can decipher what will the Bears do at 3, or will they trade down? Maybe they'll be picking at 7 or 8 or 12. We will see. But certainly one thing we've learned about Ryan Pace, he's a very excited guy, and he comes into the press room oozing with excitement over what is to come in the next 24 to 48 and 72 hours.
Exciting time of year, no doubt. There's a buzz throughout Hallis Hall right now. You can feel it walking around. It's really a huge opportunity for us to immediately get better, improve our team, take advantage of where we're picking. And you guys know the blueprint for us to get better is the draft, and that's the plan, and it all comes to a head tomorrow. So excited about it. There's a ton of work that goes into this. Our scouts have really been on the road since August. Our coaches have put a ton of work into this, and now it all comes to a head. So we're fired up. It's finally here. I wish it could just be tonight, but I'd be happy to answer any questions.
And I think that is just how Ryan Pace is. Remember, this is someone who was a scout through, worked through the Saints system as a scout, personnel man. So this is his bread and butter. It is the NFL draft. And, for the scouts in the building, for the other personnel evaluators, everything comes to this weekend. And the Bears coaching staff has a lot of confidence in the scouting staff. And look, say what you will, but Jordan Howard was a phenomenal pick. Cody Whitehair looks to be a really good pick. I think Leonard Floyd will turn out to be a really a good pick. We've saw flashes if he can stay healthy. You look at Ryan Pace's first draft, they still like Eddie Goldman. There are things to like from what the Bears have done in the Ryan Pace regime. They got to hit it again. They have to do it again this weekend in the 2017 draft when you have the opportunity of picking as high as they are at number 3. And throughout the process, we've talked about the quarterback so much on this podcast, and we'll find out in the next couple of days when and if the Bears will draft one. And Ryan Pace was asked about the quarterback question, how he balances the need for a quarterback with where to draft one, and listen to his answer, and then we'll talk about it.
Guys, how does being at number three and the premium on franchise quarterbacks, how does that affect your decision there whether to draft a quarterback or not? In other words, the guy you like next year or the year after might be there, but you will theoretically won't be at number three.
Yeah, I think I know this sounds generic when I say this, but I think you get yourself into trouble if you're not sticking with our philosophy of best player available. So when you start trying to manufacture things or create things, that's when teams get into dangerous water, you know. So I think if we just stay with guys we have consensus on and best player available, we'll be in good shape.
The best player available, it's something that we've heard Ryan Pace say a lot. I don't believe it's lip service, but we're going to really find out on Thursday night, because this quarterback thing is interesting. And I've said it on this show, this is the best opportunity for Ryan Pace to draft a potential franchise quarterback. You can't sit around and think that they'll be in a similar spot in 2018, because if they have a top five pick in 2018, that's mean the Bears are really bad again. And there's no telling who's going to be in charge of this team in terms of the draft. There's no telling why they're bad or what state they're in. You can't bank on next year. You also can't bank on being average this year and being able to have draft capital to trade up the way the Eagles and the Titans did last year for quarterback, the Eagles and the Rams did for quarterbacks. This is the time to do it. And I think it should be a no-brainer if Ryan Pace believes that any of the quarterbacks have franchise quality tools to take him at three. It doesn't matter if that player might not be the third best player in the draft. You got to take a chance. And I did some research. Fun fact for you, Dan Mott. The last quarterback taken in the top five who did not start at all as a rookie was Philip Rivers. Now, Philip Rivers came into a good situation in San Diego. They had Drew Brees. He waited 2 years. Brees goes to New Orleans. Rivers takes over, and he's had an incredible career. So there is some logic to, you know, why it's much better for a quarterback to wait a year or two. You look at Aaron Rodgers, he waited. Carson Palmer waited. It's hard to do it, but if you can get someone in the first round and they don't have to start right away, which would be what the Bears situation would present because of Mike Glennon, it takes some pressure off the rookie quarterback.
I always wondered why, I always wondered why when Fails was drafted, and granted he was drafted way down in the later rounds of the draft, but he always stayed at that number three spot. And You would think Cutler, as much slack as he got, there were still opportunities to learn, but he never really learned.
Well, David Fails, it was weird. I remember that when we had this press conference with Phil Emery that year, he gave us this long lecture about how you can't necessarily, you shouldn't draft quarterbacks after the first three rounds. And then he drafted David Fails. And he's like, well, gentlemen, David Fails has a great ceiling as a backup quarterback. Well, you just drafted someone whose ceiling's a backup? It's just kind of odd. You know, again, I don't think that's verbatim, but that was along the lines of what he was saying. So I think that you got to take swings, and this is a chance for them to take swings. On the other hand, you could get a guy who can be a multiple Pro Bowl player, be on a starter on your defense for 10 years. We'll get to some of those options a bit later in this podcast, but the quarterback question is really interesting. I think they have to take one at some point. I love the idea of trading their second round pick and a fourth round pick to get back into the first. I love the idea of trading their fourth round pick and third round pick to get back in the second. But look, if he took Deshaun Watson or Mitchell Trubisky at three, I would not be stunned. I don't expect it, but that's the other thing is, what do you believe this time of year? Ryan Pace goes up there and is asked about quarterbacks, and he talks about how you cannot miss. Take the best player available. That tells you, conventionally speaking, that, okay, they're not going to take quarterback. But that could be a smokescreen. That could be, they're just sitting there waiting. Personally, I think If I had to rank him, I think Deshaun Watson would be number one for me, but I think Trubisky has the highest ceiling. I think Watson's a safer pick, but I think just skill-wise, I think Trubisky might be a better player down the line. But there's some good players that they could get later on in the draft. The next question that Ryan Pace has to figure out in this draft is the medical. And there's a bunch of players with medical red flags. And I wanted to know from Ryan Pace, I know that he talks to doctors, but there's got to be something in his mind, just the human element of it, that his first ever pick has been injury riddled in Kevin White. Leonard Floyd had injury issues. You look at all the injury problems they had last year. How can Ryan Pace ignore that when making a pick? Here was his answer to my question.
Regardless of what the doctors say, is there a human element for you personally about taking guys with medical questions because of what's happened with some guys like Kevin and other guys with injuries here?
Yeah, I think, honestly, yeah, we look at it really thorough, you know, and I think our doctors and we talk about it all, you know, and there's certain guys, you know, that we always talk about one of the greatest traits is availability. And you worry sometimes if a player's been unavailable in college, that trend could continue. So that's a serious part of the evaluation that we take into consideration. We always have, you know, but I think it's important, you know, and it's important to be on the same page with our doctors and trainers. And that's a group that's kind of behind the scenes right now that have put in a ton of work. I mean, we had a 6-hour medical meeting a couple weeks ago going over these things. And every one of those conversations is critical.
So in terms of the guys available at 3, the medical evaluations are important for Malik Hooker, Marshawn Lattimore, and Jonathan Allen. Ryan Pace said that they have pink index cards for guys with medical history, injury history that they cleared, and red cards for guys that they are off their board. Malik Hooker, the two surgeries. Now, there have been reports that, you know, he's passed the physicals, that teams are pretty confident they were basic surgeries and he'll be just fine. He played through them last year and had 7 interceptions, so obviously a very good player. Then there is Marshawn Lattimore, who I mocked to the Bears in my latest mock draft. Hamstring issues in 2014 kept him out the whole year. He had surgery. 2015, they came back. He only played in 7 games. But then 2016, he played the whole year and was really good. And he's considered the top corner in the draft. So it's weird when people say to me, you can't take Lattimore at number 3 with those hamstring issues. Well, but what, are you going to take him at 5? You take him at 7 and that's okay? You know, I think that's why I'm trying to wonder how Ryan Pace is going to handle it. Then there's Jonathan Allen, who seems to have really had his stock dropped. That guy was a consensus top 3 pick in January, and then concerns about his shoulder. And when you consider the medical issues, you consider what the Bears have gone through, that kind of leads me into who I think they're focusing in on outside the quarterback position. And Ryan Pace said that they do have a few names that they're keeping an eye on.
It's an interesting class in the top 10. There's not a lot of set pecking orders in a lot of people's minds. So how many players do you see, without naming names, that would be worthy of the pick at number 3?
Yeah, honestly, just like every year, we have 3 names right now that, you know, that we like. And then, but to go further into that, we have a group of names kind of in a cloud of names kind of in the middle of the first round, and a cloud of names in the later part of the first round. So as scenarios present themselves, you can prepare, hey, if we go back mid-first round, here's the group of players we're talking about that we like, that we think realistically will be there. If we go back later in the first round, here's another group of players that we think will realistically be there. And it's just kind of going over all those scenarios right now. That's what's taking place.
So one of the challenges for Ryan Pace is the 49ers in front of him. What are they going to do? And he was asked about that later. And he didn't necessarily talk about the 49ers specifically. He went back to having the 3 names. But we have no idea what John Lynch or Kyle Shanahan are going to do. Every mock draft, it seems, has put Solomon Thomas to the 49ers. Then this week, you're starting to see, all that's been a smokescreen. It's going to be Jamal Adams. Actually, Arthur Argus's mock, I thought was interesting, had Leonard Fournette going to the 49ers. I've heard quarterback. I talked to one person who thinks that they could really hone in on a quarterback, so maybe Trubisky goes as high as number 2. So who are the 3 names? Who are Ryan Pace's 3 names? I don't know, but I will tell you my 3 names for the Bears if they don't go quarterback. This is based on research and what people are saying about these players and kind of the way Ryan Pace is drafted. Those 3 guys would be Solomon Thomas, who an extremely athletic player, which fits the some of the guys they've drafted, like Kevin White, Leonard Floyd. He would slip right in there at the five technique, be a big part of the front seven. The Bears have put a lot of investments in that front seven. They obviously care a lot about it. Vic Fangio went to his pro day, worked him out in Stanford, has connections to Stanford as their former defensive coordinator. A lot to like about Solomon Thomas. My choice two, Jamal Adams, which has been kind of, I think the fan favorite is Jamal Adams, but we know the Bears haven't drafted first-round safety since 1990. A leader, which I think is really interesting, really intangibles. This guy could be the face of your defense for 10 years, flies around the field, more known for his physicality in the box maybe than being a ball hawk like Malik Hooker. But I think a guy like that with his speed and athleticism and intelligence, you can have him be whatever safety you want. So I think he'd be a safe pick. You have the question about taking a safety that high. And then there's Lattimore, who I mentioned earlier, who, look, the Bears have a lot of corners, but as we talked with Robert Mays about a few weeks ago, they don't really have that one main guy. And that's where Lattimore checks in. After those three, you could look at Allen and Hooker. I think those would be trade-down options. Our latest Pro Football Weekly mock draft actually has the Bears trading down with the Browns. That's the key. If the Browns think someone's going to take Trubisky and they trade up, you know, maybe they think the Jaguars are going to take him, they trade up, that's where the Bears can get to the 12th pick. They get an extra second-round pick where they could take a quarterback at 33 and move back into the first. And that draft actually had Solomon Thomas dropping all the way to 12 and going to the Bears there, which would be probably a dream come true to get an extra pick and Solomon Thomas at 12, somebody who some people pegged to the Bears at 3. So a lot of scenarios for the Bears. I'm sure Ryan Pace would like to trade down, just because a lot of GMs generally do. But this draft will turn on the 49ers. We'll see what they do at number two. One more thing before we wrap the show up. Last week, Dan, I befuddled you with a reader question about Leonard Fournette. And the question was, what would the reaction be? And I thought you gave me a perfect reaction. You had no words. You had no reaction. So this morning, Peter King of the MMQB writes, "Do not be surprised if the Bears take Leonard Fournette at number three." I tweeted this morning, and you wouldn't believe. First of all, it wasn't my report. It's Peter King's. Second of all, Peter King is one of the best in our industry. So I'm not going to question that. It's fascinating because would I be absolutely stunned if I took Leonard Fournette? Yes, that's probably the one player who is in that top 10 talent. But the other thing, too, again, I don't know if a team's going to trade up for a running back, but he is that talented. And if someone thinks the Bears are interested in him at three, do they trade up to the 49ers at two to take Leonard Fournette? He could be a once-in-generation running back. We saw what Ezekiel Elliott did last year, and he was a number four pick. So it's not that crazy to take Fournette in the top five. So I thought it was funny that we had that little exchange last week. And here it is. Leonard Fournette is being talked about with the Bears.
I heard from our friends over on The Score that some of these guys have been interviewed, and it was interesting that so many of them that were running backs said the Bears had shown a lot of interest in them out of a lot of the other teams that were looking. So when I saw that this morning, I thought, oh, here we go. And I was yet again speechless.
Yeah, that's what this time of year does to us. But I have certainly spent a long time talking about the draft over the last couple months with all of you. And this is it. The next time you hear my voice talking about the draft on this podcast, we'll be recapping the new Chicago Bears. So no more speculation. Well, we just transfer speculation into who will they pick to, okay, how will these guys fit with the Chicago Bears? We'll bring those interviews for you next week. Hopefully we'll have audio from their top pick and talk to folks who know some of these players that the Bears drafted. So that'll do it for our final Bears draft preview podcast. Big thank you to my producer, Dan Mott, and everyone here at Shaw Media and Pro Football Weekly. I'm Kevin Fishbane. That's been it for our PFW Chicago Football Podcast. Remember, during the draft, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, follow Bears_Insider and myself at KFishbane on Twitter. I will be at Hallis Hall all weekend giving you all of the updates, maybe some fun GIFs or GIFs, however you pronounce it, to enhance your Bears coverage. Lots of fun stuff with the draft and more Bears talk coming next week.